wait a minute, we had this all worked out. And so their world is falling apart. And all of a sudden, all of their comfort is falling apart. This causes a troubled heart. And if you love somebody, you don't want them to have a troubled heart. That's one thing about love. Love is always observant. That's the first thing you always want to know about spiritual love. It is always observant. It cannot meet a need if it doesn't see it. And unfortunately, many husbands, many wives, they're not observant. They're not observant. You got to be tone sensitive, body sensitive. There's so much that love does. And it's aware of it. And then love says, okay, what can I do to calm that down and to strengthen it and encourage it? Jesus Christ is now giving them calls for comfort. He is departing from them so that he can work for them in heaven. That's beautiful. He's not leaving and never coming back. He's not leaving because he's angry at them. He's not leaving because they fail. He's leaving to go prepare a place for them. I want to start with a few principles that we will develop later. First of all, first principle, Jesus Christ had to depart from earth so that he could prepare for us an eternal heavenly home. Now, we've studied other reasons why he had to depart. Sending of the Holy Spirit was one. But let's just stay with where we are. Jesus Christ has to depart from earth so that he could prepare for us an eternal earthly home. He must depart for our benefit. He must depart for our benefit. If Jesus Christ does not leave earth, in the principle we're studying, we have no eternal dwelling place. He will have no place for his bride. When the formation of the bride is completed, that's the church, and we're taken home. If he doesn't go, he doesn't have a place to take the bride. Every person who has believed in Jesus Christ the Savior has a heavenly eternal home. And Jesus Christ has to leave in order to get it all prepared for us. Question. Are you now upset that he left? See, I'm not. I may be a little upset he didn't ask me for what I might like in my home, the way I like things to be. But I'm not upset he's gone. He's preparing us a home. And he's going to come and get us and take us to the home. This should be a cause of peace, happiness. Second principle I'd like to touch. This consolation, this comfort, is eternal security to go with your eternal life. And now, an eternal dwelling place. We have eternal security, eternal life, and now, people, you have an eternal dwelling place. This is fabulous stuff. If the disciples would think about it, this is fabulous stuff. I've got eternal life. I think I'm jumping ahead of my notes, but we got an eternal resurrected body. Well, the body's got to have somewhere to dwell. And now we got an eternal dwelling place. And keying off of just a humor